Welcome back, idiots, to the idiots array.
Who are you calling an idiot?
I'm Daniel.
Lurdo. That's right. You're all a bunch of idiots, and my name's Aaron. Thanks for joining us, idiots.
Yeah.
Now that everybody's stopped listening.
Star Wars Total Rewatch, Season 1, Episode 11, Idiot's Array. Guest starring Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, it's Lando Calrissian.
Yep.
Very exciting.
Schmoozing his way on board the Ghost.
We mentioned how Frank Oz came back to voice Yoda after, like, not the original person in Clone Wars. I think Clone Wars had a lot of not the original voices, and I think Rebels is doing seems to be making more of an effort to get the real people back on board, at
Yeah,
least.
Clone Wars had a lot of those main trilogy characters in it a lot, and so it
Right.
would have been excessive to get
Yes.
them these big voice actors in all, for every
Yeah, but
episode.
for like a one-off episode here and
Yeah,
there,
these guest
you can
star
get these
things.
people.
It's nice.
I got James Earl Jones doing Darth
That's
Vader
right. Wow.
once in a while.
It's cool.
But yeah, Billy Dee Williams, and I was thinking how he looks now, like Rise of Skywalker. Like, I can tell it's him, but he doesn't really quite look like the same guy, as is the
Well,
case with a lot of the
sure.
actors that are older, right? But like, he does a good job of playing his younger self, I think, voice-wise.
Right. Here he looks younger, yes.
It's a little random that he's on here in Lothal,
Yeah.
because just like, everybody keeps turning up on Lothal of all places. But on the other hand, I think I can buy it because Lando's going all over the galaxy getting into trouble, and who knows, maybe he's not doing Cloud City yet.
I don't know.
He's just working all kinds of operations, so.
It's a one-off episode. Doesn't really amount to much, but a guest star centric episode.
They meet Lando, they're looking for a job, and they run into this card player who
Beats him at
Zeb decides it's a good
Sabacc.
idea to bet Chopper
Yeah.
in the game.
Well, he had a good
He
hand.
had a very good hand, yes, but not as good as an Idiot's Array,
Yes.
which Lando apparently had, although, was
He's
that.
always cheating.
Yeah, I was a little suspicious there. Anyway, Lando says, well, how about this? I'll give you your droid back if you guys help me with my latest smuggling deal that I'm trying to pull over. So they do, and all sorts of hijinks ensue.
Alters the deal many times.
Constantly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to find out whether the phrase idiot's array is like a real term that people use for something, and I wasn't finding much. It seems to be it's the hand he played in Sabacc,
Yeah.
whatever his line of cards was that he got, like got a full house or something.
Right. And then like that, yeah, that's literally all that the Wikipedia article is on the Sabacc hand is just from this episode.
Yeah, but like, what does it mean, and why is that the name of the episode?
I know it feels like it's a pun or, a
Yeah.
wordplay. I don't know if it is. Not quite sure what that
Yeah,
means.
okay. A little confused by that. I guess I'm the idiot.
It's okay. We all are.
Who isn't?
You're in good company here.
I think I just enjoyed Lando mostly, and that got me through the episode pretty well. I like how everybody pretty much hates him by the end of the episode.
Yeah, I mean, he's not making friends. He keeps on kind of getting them further involved in his shenanigans.
Yeah, just I don't know. I think at the very beginning, everybody seemed like, oh, he seems like a nice enough
Sure,
guy. He's
sure.
kind of smooth talker, right? And one by one, everybody starts to just get fed up with that.
It's because he's a double crosser.
Yeah, and he's acting so smarmy all the time.
Smooth talker, double crosser. Moving in on all your girlfriends.
Yep, all my girlfriends. Yeah.
Man, oh man.
No, he does. He's get everybody's j getting jealous. Ezra's getting jealous because he's like talking to Sabine about her artwork, and Ezra's like, "Hey, I like your art too. I already told you I liked it at first."
And he keeps on leaning in closer and closer. Like he's talking to Hera, and it's like, man, this guy, ease off, dude. I hated him by the end of it.
Well, yeah, like you do, but I like that. Like he doesn't care. He's like trying to push everybody's buttons, and he just seems to be having fun doing it. And he keeps making a point of explaining what some of his words mean. That he says, "I'm an entrepreneur," you know. That means I'm a businessman. And Kane is like, yes, I know what it means. He does that to Ezra too, trying to explain, define what a word means to him. When he knows perfectly well, they know what it means. He's just talking down to people.
I guess.
But yeah, not a great idea to bet your droid in a card game, no matter how good your hand is.
Eh, I can get another droid.
Well, you would think so, yes. But as we've learned in Star Wars, your droids are like your family. Mm-hmm. To most of the characters, and thus to the audience, right? But yeah, in real life, if we all had droids, you'd probably just be fine with, yeah, get a new one.
Yeah, like getting a new microwave.
Yes. I lost my microwave in a game of Sabacc to Lando Calrissian.
Oh, but that's my longtime friend, Microwave. I call him Mike for short, and I could never get rid of him.
Got a wave. Goodbye.
Oh, no.
Just a little wave, though. Just a little microwave. Mm-hmm. I think Chopper and Lando get along pretty good, though. They're both just smart Alex.
Right.
Right? Chopper was making such a big point of being, like, serving Lando, like, in front of everybody. Like, oh, of course, let me go get that for you.
Oh,
since I work for you now, I definitely don't belong to these people.
It is his droid. He won him fair and square.
No, I know, but Chopper doesn't care. He doesn't even, like, listen to the people he actually belongs to.
Right, right. What a stinker.
Yeah, I know. Right?
So yeah, Lando's mission, he's trying to trade for some crates with this guy named,
As Morrigan.
Yeah, that's his whole name, I guess. As Morrigan. His ship is called the Merchant One, and he's...
Yeah, and he's a big gross blob.
A Jeblogian.
Have we seen him before? He feels really familiar to me.
Nope. This is his first appearance in this episode.
Really? Okay.
It says the design is based on an early sketch of Jabba the Hutt.
Okay.
So call back to the old concept art again.
Mm-hmm. He's voiced by James Hong, whose record for most prolific actor, wow. I think. Like, I think he actually has been in more movies and TV shows than anybody.
That's crazy. He's got these cool guards. Don't know if they have, like, any name or anything. They have cool helmets.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's something special.
There's no information on them. His henchmen. That's all they're called.
But they could be a particular type of guard, you know, that he wanted to get or something.
No, right. They're just, it's just some mercenary troops. But, yeah. Lando just decides to give him Hera for exchange for this crate. Seemed quite insulting. On the one hand, it's like disrespectful to surprise somebody that you're giving them over as a slave, essentially. But then also the fact that she's a Twi'lek who are like known for being slaves often.
Yes, I know. Also, though, why, you know, that's why it was the most maybe believable plan in a way.
Right.
But yeah, it doesn't consult her on that. Just says, I'll just follow me. It's the plan. You'll figure it out.
I mean, she immediately escapes in an escape pod.
Yeah, nobody's ever like really in any danger in this episode. It's a comedy episode. Any trouble they get into, they're just goofing around the whole time and they get out of it easily. So they're fine. She's fine. She takes the escape pod out and they just rendezvous with the ship. But gives Lando a good punch in the stomach when she sees him again later.
And so. Lando's eyes pop out of his skull. We got to put that as the thumbnail. It's a real good face. Thumbnail.
Sure.
Like one of those toys that you squeeze and their eyes pop out.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's a good like YouTube poop video. Lando getting punched. This is so dumb.
Wait, what are you watching? Are you saying that video you found is dumb or what?
Yep, it's really dumb. I mean, it's about what you'd expect, and it's about everything you'd want it to be.
Okay, I'll just imagine.
Just watch him getting punched repeatedly.
5-hour loop. I was saying the puffer pig is kind of dumb.
This puffer pig, oh my gosh, they lost me bad here. I can't anymore. Like, what is this? What are we watching now?
It's an organic piece of mining equipment. Right. Doesn't show up on Imperial scanners. And when it gets scared, it puffs up so big you can't get through the hallway.
Well, yeah. Ship.
Yeah. Says, I wish Hera was over on this side of the pig so she could fly. And Ezra's trying to climb over it the whole time to get at Lando. Because he can hear them talking right. on the other side.
Yeah, Ezra's kind of just squished against the ceiling for like the rest of the episode.
Oh, brother.
The pig climbs the ladder somehow.
Yeah, I guess that's impressive for a pig.
Very silly.
And then later when they're doing like a firefight with the was it Empire? Or no, it was as Morrigan's troops, right? Yeah. Found them on the planet. They're like, quick, scare the puffer pig. And it blows up into like a balloon and knocks over a bunch of the guards. Hilarious.
Right. I thought he needs that thing for his mining operation.
Like, yeah, well, yeah,
gonna,
it didn't get...
going to get him killed.
It didn't get killed. No, it's just...
could have.
It's just a puffer pig. It's just, you know, it floats around.
Could have popped like a balloon and gone flying away in the sky. Like, that would have been pretty...
That would have been pretty entertaining, yeah. No, that didn't happen.
Well, yeah, they were trying to get past an Imperial blockade. That was like the whole point of Lando trying to hire them was they could maybe get past the blockade with their ship.
Yeah.
And they don't even do that. They give themselves away immediately.
Yeah, because the puffer pig
right.
throws Zeb back onto the controls yeah. and they like turn off their whatever. Anyway, the whole it doesn't make much sense.
Is this just back on Lothal?
I think it is. In that case, like...
they just had to go to, like, that guy's ship.
Why did they need to get through a blockade? Just to get into space to What's-His-Face's ship and then to get back onto the planet?
Yep.
So the plan was really just steal stuff from this guy and what? And go smuggle it somewhere else? There's not a lot of steps to that plan.
It's just Lando just kind of making it up as he goes, as he usually does.
Yeah. I believe Lando's doing, like, different mining operations. That's what he did on Bespin, you know? They were mining some kind of gas out there.
Sure, sure.
And in the Heir to the Empire books, also, Lando has got some new kind of mining stuff, like, on a planet. He's got these big drill things that he's driving around.
Oh, yeah.
I think, though, was that those books?
I think so, yeah.
So this feels like something he would do. I could imagine him using some kind of animal to sniff out something. I don't know, whatever it is.
Oh, no, I'm with you there. I think they got the character down. The episode itself just feels like this isolated, pointless romp.
Well, it is. Yes, it is.
As fun as it is, ultimately pointless.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it. No, it's fine. They're going to throw these in. It's a kid's show.
No, I liked it. I didn't love it. It doesn't really amount to a whole lot of anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do get those sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did we say Ezra's got a new lightsaber? There you go. That's something.
Yep. I was going to say something of note. Ezra's crazy lightsaber that is also a gun.
Yeah, right? The best of both worlds there. In the last episode, he used that crystal he got to build his lightsaber, and he used like equipment from everybody in the crew. They all contributed different parts that they had lying around. Gotcha. So it's a little bit of all of them. All his friends together there. And he doesn't have to use a slingshot anymore. He can shoot lasers out of this laser sword.
Yeah, it kind of still just shoots like the slingshot stun things. It's just better.
I wondered if it was like the same, like his slingshot technology. He just like worked it right into the equipment there.
And look, you flip it over and it's a slingshot.
Ezra!
Oh, no.
You've got a lightsaber.
Yeah.
You don't need a slingshot.
It shoots lightsabers.
It shoots more slingshots.
Oh, well, that was the episode.
Yeah, that's what we've got.
Next episode is called Vision of Hope. The crew finds out something unexpected. That's a...
Yes, the extremely generic Disney Plus description.
And our description will be, the crew talks about the episode. Wow.
Right, yes. In case you thought we were going to do something different. We're not.
You'll never believe what happens.
All right, we'll see you there, everybody.
Bye.
It's a wrap.